Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But one of my favorite people, and really, he's been on the show a few times when he's written a book or he's had a special, but he's just one of those great, like, left-of-center brains that I've always enjoyed, John Leguizamo. You guys know him, Carlitos Way, like Ice Age, huge movies, the voice in that. John Wick, Assault on Precinct 13. But for me, it was always the spoken word specials. Yeah. The one-man shows.
Like Freak and Spikorama and all those are
those
fantastic.
Are the ones that just, I mean, just, it was so honest and genuine. It made me a huge fan.
Born July 22nd in Bogota, Colombia, and raised in Queens, New York. He started his career as a stand-up comedian, making the jump to acting and building a career that has seen him in such films as Carlito's Way, To Wong Fu, John Wick 1 and 2, Ride Along, and the Ice Age movies, as well as his one-man shows, Freak, Spikorama, and Mambo Mouth. And now you can see his all-new Netflix one-man show, Latin History for Morons. Please welcome John Leguizamo.
Doing, Mr. Leguizamo?
What's up, man? I am waking up here in Miami, 305 area code.
You? What can you see right now?
I can see the ocean. I can see boats and nice. Kind of like a fog coming over the, I guess, the Miami Beach area.
Nice. That's a good way to wake up.
Nice.
You what?
So yeah, it's kind of beautiful, actually. I don't like being this high up, but it's still cool.
You're one of those guys that the books you've written and some of the spoken word stuff and the movies are incredible, man. You do a great job with that. But you've got that great brain.
Thank you. You've
got that great brain. Like, you've got the survivor brain, man. The one that tells us you're either going to find a way to make this work for you or your head's going to explode.
Dude, it's so true. It's like, you know, you get into these certain movie situations and you're like, oh, wow, I'm not really... you know, doing the best I can here. I'm not getting the best lines. I'm not getting the best camera time. How do I maximize the situation? And that's when my brain kicks in because it's like, okay, brain, do your thing. And I start thinking of, you know, like when I did John Wick 1, I was coming up with all this dialogue and improvising. A lot of it got cut, but some of it stuck. You know, that's what happens.
That's it. And that's it. That comes up from growing up hard, I think, from trying to A, get attention, and B, survive this world, man, when you don't get a great start.
Yeah, you must have grown up like that because you understand the mentality so well.
Yeah, no, I got a terrible case of the look at me. It says survival. You know, like it's not hard.
Yeah, you know, I was a fuckly little kid, you know. I wasn't getting all the girls, all the attention, and all my friends were. So, you know, I had to, like, be extra funny, extra crazy, just to get, you know, the girl to look at you.
And so you've got kids now, and we're talking about this, the Latin History for Morons, in the Netflix special, and you did it for your kid. Your kid was getting bullied, and you're just kind of trying to give him those same coping.
Yeah, well, you know, I wanted my son to be better than me. I mean, he was getting bullied severely, racially profiled. You know, he was 12 years old. And it was shocking because it became cyberbullying. It became, he would stop being invited to parties. It just became very aggressive. And I thought, I want my son not to be like me. I want him to be better than me. I want him to have facts and knowledge and to attack the situation with words, you know. I just think it's the better way. I think violence is the lowest form of communication, and I believe that now. And so I started reading up all this information, all these facts. And what ended up happening, though, was, like, I'm, like, reading all this information going, wait a minute. I'm starting to feel like I'm the one that's getting empowered. I'm the one that's starting to feel like I am stronger than strong. You know, it was weird. Like, when I learned that we land people are the second oldest ethnic group in America after Native Americans, and that we fought in every single war America's ever had with the most decorated minority in each and single one of those wars. I'm talking about 10,000 of us fought in the American Revolution. Out of 80,000 troops, we were 1 in 8. You never see that in your textbooks. How come I never see, you know, a Latin guy, you know, walking down one of those reenactment things, you know? And 3,000 of us fought in the Civil War.
As ridiculous as it just said, it made me laugh. You're absolutely right, and it's real and it's true. But because of our version of history, and that's the thing I love about history. It didn't feel like I was having to learn a formula or memorize something. It was a story about something prior, and so I realized that if you understood history, you kind of understood the future. You see the same cycle happening over and over again, especially with bad guys.
Right. Right, right. I mean, history obviously is written by the victors and whoever controls the power. So, you know, it's sort of a power grab. And yeah, if you know your history, then it's easy to project yourself into the future. And like, you know, my growing up, you know, being a Latin man in America and reading the history textbooks, you know, you just never saw, you know, like a Latin George Washington or that kind of thing. And we had one, Bernardo de Galvez. In Mississippi, Louisiana, and Florida, had an army of 3,000 Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, freed slaves, and Native Americans, and they kicked the British out. He gave $70,000 worth of weapons to George Washington. But you never hear about that cat. But if I had seen him, I would have been like, damn, I'm running for office. You know, I'm going to be somebody.
Well, dude, it is fun to know, man, and it does make you feel more powerful. It also has a calming effect. I've always found that people's, if you don't know or you're not sure about what you really believe, if your belief is a little shaky and somebody opposes you, fear turns into anger pretty damn quick with people. So, you know, once you know what you know and you know it for sure and you have facts, not opinion, not fear, not insecurity backing it up, there is a real true calming effect with that. You can actually have a conversation.
Right, right. And sometimes you can be wrong. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, being able to stay calm in your own belief system and have it tested is a great way to get better at your belief system. Because
no
now you can either express it better or you need to change it. Because the facts aren't lining up.
No doubt. Hey, listen, you know what? John, I could do this all day with you. They're already giving me a rap.
What could I, man?
I just really enjoy you, man. You come by here, you're welcome anytime here, man. Let's try to find a little time when we're not, you know, on a time restraint. I know you got a lot of interviews, but you're welcome here anytime, man.
Thank you, brother. I would love to, man.
All right, I'll keep
be a blast.
Letting people know. Netflix special, Latin History for Morons, streaming now. You stay right there. Hold on a second, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.